whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
Hold on. I just got chided by Ben. I'm a little taken aback.
Okay, so that's Ben stepped out into the hallway and was like, hey, buddy.
Yeah, but he gave a dirty look as he did it.
I
was talking to Jessie.
Dude.
I was congratulating Jessie on her 10th anniversary with her husband.
Oh, yeah.
It's her
yeah.
10th romantic anniversary, ever since they first started going steady,
yeah.
as the kids say.
Right, right. She's only 29.
As the kids used to say before you and I were even
going
kids.
Going steady, yeah.
Yeah, she's like one of the only people I follow. I follow like 7 people on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly check Twitter anymore. So basically, Jessie's the only person I really follow.
She's
on
a huge
social
influencer
media.
To you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I should stick with my girl, too.
She's like the Costco family to you.
Yeah. That's a good example Jessie's setting for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gonna keep this marriage going.
Yeah, man.
My best gal. That's what I call her. That's what the kids say.
Oh, yeah.
That Brandy's my best gal. She loves it when I tell her that.
I've been on the business end of that Ben look before. Probably 4 or 5 times a show. Usually when I'd say, Ben, hey, Ben, we're shifting gears off this audio that we were about to play to the audio that's 10 pages down on the rundown.
I'm scared.
That's it. Yeah,
I'm
Ben
scared
agrees.
To look at him. I don't even know. I've never seen
him. Used to it.
It's like the when the okay, all right.
I can hardly look at you. We start at 6, man.
I know. Hey, listen, Ben. I had an interesting night last night, and I'm operating in an impaired state.
Very little sleep.
Not drunk. No chemicals were involved. Just very little sleep.
Do we get unhinged, Seth?
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
That's good news,
Reggie.
Man.
You know what? Reggie brought up a good point yesterday when you and your literary buddy there had called me unhinged
in the expose that they did
print.
On me.
That Reggie said, like, oh, so what is what is on the hinge that's coming unhinged?
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, that's the kind of thing that I bet there's a huge historical backstory to it.
To why the word unhinged is a thing?
Yeah.
You know, like, there's some anecdote?
True. There's probably something back in the day, like, more than just, we just think of doors being on hinges or something.
That's I thought of. I just thought of, like, the Wizard of Oz, where the door just flies off the hinge in the tornado there.
I like, Reggie and I are on the same wavelength on a lot of things,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
We should probably never work together. It would end up being just.
You guys would agree all the
way,
time.
No, it'd be way too many tangents.
Oh
and
yeah,
just
yeah.
go off and meandering.
That's
off
right.
About, not that Reggie's like that, but I would be a bad influence on
him. Yeah, yes. yeah, and he's he doesn't need that right now.
Right. No, we got focus. We got the play. We got college football playoffs. We got NFL playoffs.
We got college
playoffs
football.
Abound. This is a season of plenty when it comes to playoffs, Sean.
The college football playoff thing has me feeling weirder than the crazy schedule the Texans have been on lately.
Oh, really?
Which, yeah, just, well, for one, Notre Dame still being alive right now is very unsettling to me. That doesn't happen very often. But that the playoff games for me, like for my team, have been on Friday, Wednesday, but then pushed to Thursday because of the tragedies in New Orleans.
Right.
And then now on a Thursday night. And then if they win this, it's on a Monday night. College football is all about what? Saturdays.
Well,
And it's all Wednesdays and Thursdays. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, that's right. This semifinal game is tonight.
It used to be about New Year's Day.
Yeah.
We broke that boundary a long time ago.
Yep.
But, and then you add to the NFL playoffs, these wildfires in L.A. might move the Rams game out of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of stuff going on
out
there.
Well, I thought about this yesterday, too, to bring it back to the Texans game, which is I wonder if there's any of the Chargers that are being impacted by this, either directly or if it's impacting their routine at all.
I was on Greg Rosenthal's podcast that he does for the NFL.com network.
I think
it's NFL Daily. And they're out there in L.A., and he was describing it to me. We recorded this a couple nights ago, and how just it's when there's wildfires in the city or, you know, in those Pacific Palisades, those areas, they're really, really good at kind of managing and containing them, like, way better than when it's off, you know, in a more rural area.
Yeah.
Or even a more suburban, like traditionally suburban area. But it seems like they might be. Those limits might be getting tested right
now. That's a crazy story, man. Thoughts and prayers to everybody affected by that.
So what Greg was saying was, like, we're 2 miles away from where the fires are. This was a couple nights ago. But he's like, but everybody's just kind of carrying on.
Going it's about not, their business.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Long answer to say, there's a good chance that the players themselves probably aren't affected, but even if it's just a few guys, that would be.
Have you seen some of the footage?
Not that, just the, yeah, I haven't read news
stories.
Dude,
I mean, there's, I mean, some of the footage, it's.
It was the stuff I've seen is exactly what he says it looks like. There's like a wall of smoke, you know, and it just, yeah.
Well, as we see with a lot of stuff, we're getting, like, on social media, footage is popping up from people's phones that are, like, in it, you know, that are, like, in there. I'm like, get out of your house, bro. Get out of there. Like, there's this guy, like, standing in his kitchen filming the wall of fire outside of his
house. But I guess, and I'm speaking way out of turn here. I guess it's not like in when it happens out in nature and it can leap, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because they've got it so contained so well, and because they actually have streets that they can use to get places instead of having to carry water in by helicopter.
It was just the one or two that I saw, I'm like, you're really close to this fire right now. So it's crazy. And then, like, People Magazine has a list of all the celebrities that have been losing their homes.
Were you at a doctor's office or a hairdresser?
No. I get their daily. Daily newsletter.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and so I'm using magazine as sort of a
Go ahead.
So they have the list of all the celebrities. And the crazy thing in California, and I promise we're going to get to football, but this is wild.
This is Rams.
Apparently California has just. Like, a lot of the insurance companies have just been getting out of California.
Oh, yeah.
Because California wouldn't allow them to raise their rates.
Uh-huh.
And so there's a lot of people who are in this, like, crazy interim period where they've been trying to find insurance companies.
Yeah.
And their houses are burning to the ground.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Man.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Now, I'm going off of, like, four paragraphs of an article that I read.
That's enough for me.
So I don't know. It sounds like a deeper issue than that.
I trust your economic assessment of everything and all the reasons why.
Like this is something that a sports topic will turn into, you know, if we talk about the Texans and the Chargers, it'll all circle back around to big politics getting insurance out of California.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like it's one of those things, man. So it's thoughts and prayers to everybody out there. Meanwhile, the Chargers are coming to town. The injury report is getting better and better for the Texans yesterday. Shaq Mason's the only one out right now.
Yeah.
And if we're being honest, and Shaq's hurt. I hope he gets better. He hadn't been great this year. The offensive line that they trotted out there for the Titans game, compared to the ones they had earlier this year.
Yeah.
As far as like what our choices are right now, I'm cool with the Titus at left guard, Jared Patterson at center, Juice Scruggs at right guard combo right
now. Yeah, and I think that one thing right now is that, look, you know, Juice Scruggs still is not the perfect football player, especially at guard. He's still young, all of that. There's a certain amount of let's call it effective bulk in there because Shaq Mason's a big guy, but between his health and age, he's not really effective at using all that bulk. With those two guards that are in there right now, I feel like there's just something to be said for sheer bulk, and Titus specifically is a big dude. I was actually concerned that he might be a big. Too big this year out there at tackle. At guard, and this is one thing he might learn to embrace, you can get away with being like 30 pounds fatter at guard. It's a good life. It's a good life. Everybody
for the time being.
Yeah, well, I know. Like he's,
till retirement.
I know everybody, like even as everybody compliments, so anybody from the Texans that compliments Titus Howard for being willing to go down and lower himself to play guard instead of tackle, like it tells me that he still like very much does not want to be labeled a guard. But, man, look, okay, the paycheck's a little bit better at tackle. But guess what? They're all really good paychecks. And you have the chance to be, I think he's got a lot of potential as a guard. Like, he could end up being a really good guard.
Yeah.
Even as he's been playing the last few weeks, there's times where you can see, oh, yeah, but he's not quite comfortable there. But he's still playing really effectively. And it's just bulk in the middle. You talk about just wanting to be able to, at times, just mash people. He can do all those things. And by guard standards, he's very athletic.
Yeah.
He's an okay athlete by tackle standards. But by guard standards, that's a big old headache. And like, a literal headache. I'll tell you that as an interior.
Right. Head clashing. He got paid, too. Like Titus didn't he didn't have to worry, at least for the next 2-3 years, didn't have to worry about what the paycheck for a guard looks like.
Yeah.
He's getting paid as an above average right tackle right now. I'm assuming if he's being this selfless that they're not going to take the next step and say, hey, will you be selfless enough to get paid like average left guard instead of an average right tackle?
I wonder if this is what happens. Because I've sat down and I've meditated on Laremy Tunsil this year. And because I don't want to come off like I'm hating on Laremy Tunsil or anything. With Laremy, it's always been that, man, yes, he's an incredible pass protector, but the complete and total package isn't there when it comes to running, run blocking, getting out on screens, not committing false starts, all that stuff. He has genuinely tried over the second half of the season. And that's where I can't ignore the two false starts in one quarter from last week. And yet, at least there's an understandable explanation that Davis Mills came in. Now, Laramie's the only guy that had two false starts with Davis Mills in. But he did make a lot of progress with that. And you can see that he's working on the run blocking. It's just that he's not going to get up to Trent Williams or Penei Sewell's level, right?
After
a career of not really giving a damn or looking like he doesn't give a damn on run blocking. I do think there's some part of him that's kind of engaged with that. And now with Titus next to him, this might be the elixir for the sweet, sweet nectar that Titus can be next to his buddy there at left guard. And on that long Dameon Pierce touchdown, one part of it was that Laremy and Titus had zero hesitancy about who was blocking whom. It was an exact type of scenario where early in the year I could have seen both the guard and Laremy thinking, okay, I'm going to work up to the linebacker, and then the defensive tackle comes free. It was quick. It was crisp, and that was nice to see. So there's potential there.
Yeah.
So now that's long. In the long term, there might be potential, but in the short term, there are some things about this offensive line configuration that gives me a little sliver of optimism that maybe they can figure some things out that they didn't quite figure out at all in the regular season.
I'm here for it long term if that's the solution.
Yeah.
Because you drafted Blake Fisher in the second round. Yeah, I mean, you're going to reach a point where you're going, okay, well, if he's capable,
yeah,
and if he's more capable, than if there's more upside there at right tackle for him than there is for what at this point would be an aging Titus Howard. You know, he's been in the league 6 years now. Then you got to find a way to run with that solution. And if Titus is a solution at left guard, then you're not having to make the hard decision to eat a bunch of cap money.
You know what we need to do?
What's
we
that?
Need to come up with some T-shirt, the nickname for those guys being side by side or something. Really hype it up.
Oh, Laremy and Titus?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a tag team nickname?
Yeah.
Okay.
LTT.
LTT, yeah.
Like LT squared. Laremy, Titus. Laremy, yeah. Tunsil, and Titus.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a fashion related tag team name.
No, we don't have to make it super fancy. Like, it doesn't have to be a Gucci T-shirt that we're selling for $400.
Team Coachella. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. Man, we're getting there. Game's a little over 48 hours away. Texans and Chargers. Bobby Slowick met with the media. Talked about flipping the switch offensively. Can we flip the switch offensively? And he talked about the hot streaks last year versus this year, which had me asking one particular question about this year's hot streaks. We'll let you know what that is coming up next.